Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Yeah. Come on, everybody.
Clap your hands.
Well, praise be to God. Bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast on this evening. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stark, here with my wife, Charlene Starks. And we're just grateful to God to be here today and to lift up the name of Jesus. But we have a question. And my question is, how much value do you put on your soul? How much value do you put on your soul? We want to talk about that on this evening. Pray for us and we'll be praying for you. If you'd like to speak to us, you can call us at 252-916-0104. All right, may God bless you and we'll look to hear from you soon. Well, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for tuning in. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. I'm so grateful to the Lord just to be here. And with my wife, amen, Evangelist Charlene, amen. She's the first lady of this Jesus Saved Ministry, and we're just giving God praise for all the things that he's doing for us. Oh, today, I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, but we picked up our track, amen, amen, our three-wheeler,
amen,
motorcycle, and we just enjoying life. God is good, and we just believe that. And even though we told you last night our refrigerator went out of the house, but today my wife went on the brand new shipping delivery tomorrow
between 8 and 12.
Amen. We're grateful. But on this evening, we want to talk about something that I truly believe would be a blessing in our life. I really truly believe that. How much value does one put on their soul?
Yeah.
How much value does a person put on, when I say a person, yeah, what about you? How much value do you put on your soul?
Right.
How much value do you put on your soul? How much value do you put on your soul? How much value? And that's the question tonight. The question. How much value?
How much
do you put on your soul? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever really thought about your soul? Have you ever thought about, you know, how much value, how much your soul is worth? Well, Jesus felt like it was something that was important, and he talked about it. So I want to talk about it.
Amen.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse number 24, said, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, when I first read that, I was telling in the church, I threw the Bible down. Baal.
Uh-huh.
I threw the Bible down.
Right.
It's not that I was so good, but I threw the Bible down because I said, ain't nothing more important than my mother and father.
Amen.
And the Bible said, if a man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Well, myself is one thing, because I thought I was important. But the next verse said, for whoso will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Yeah.
I'm reading all that thing. I don't forget, I just left church. And I came home. I was in Bishop Williams Church. I just got saved a few months. I said, man, that's asking too much. This religion is too much. You feel like Christ is asking too much.
I think, yeah. Well, yeah. In the beginning, yeah.
It's just, how can I live this life? What kind of life is this? And then it said, for what profit is a man? For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Wow.
And I read that. Honey, I'm telling you, I'm not lying to you. That just was too much for me to deal with. Right.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie. It was too much for me to deal with. You know, because as an unsaved person come into the body of Christ.
Okay.
What is it profited if a man gain the whole world? And then he's talking about this word soul. I'm going to be honest with you. See, I didn't go to college. And that word soul was a big word to me.
Okay.
I mean, prior to coming to Jesus, I didn't know nothing about a soul.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure you did because you grew up in church.
Yes, I did.
But not me. Honey, I ain't know nothing about no soul. What is a soul? I didn't even know I had a soul. I just thought I was born in the world. I realized that. And I was living. And people live and they die.
Right.
And that's all there is to it.
And that's all there is to it.
You know, you live out your life.
That's
you do the best you can.
Uh-huh.
While you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know how long you're going to be here. So
right.
You do the best you can.
And that's what
you live a long time, you are lucky. That's what I felt.
Ah, love
yeah, yeah. I felt like you live a long time. You don't have no problems. And then I thought success came from smartness. I thought that people that had money, nice homes, and so forth are born into it.
Born into it?
Yeah, are born into it.
Okay.
You know, like I thought the Caucasian brothers, they was born. I don't know how. I never felt like that I was less, black man was less, but it seemed like to me when I came into the world, like they had it all. And we, the minority, the Afro-Americans or the blacks, seemed like we didn't have too much. And so, but I kept battling that I could change that. And boy, I was so glad when Martin Luther King came on the scene.
Okay.
And, what's the name that said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Rosa Parks.
So when Sister Rosa Parks said that, and Martha Luther King took that, man, that just lit my fire. Amen. Because before then, I used to come from New York, or from North Carolina to New York, and it was normal to get in the back of the bus.
Okay.
It wasn't abnormal. It was something that are you understanding me?
I understand.
It was something that we just did.
Uh-huh.
It was a normal thing. When I used to go to Griffin, North Carolina, about 9 miles from my house, it was normal that the color, as we were talking, we didn't have the same privilege.
Okay, well, it's normal.
If they had a theater in Griffin, and it was normal that we couldn't sit down on the ground floor.
Okay.
But we had to go up in the top. And that was normal. Even though, you know, that we could have did a lot of damage, but we weren't welcome down there.
Okay.
And many stores, especially restaurants in the city limits, you couldn't sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm.
You could order your food. And we might see an Afro-American or a Negro back there in the kitchen working.
Okay.
But we could not sit down up front and eat when I grew up.
Okay.
If you order some food, most of them you had to check it out. And they would, now here's the strange thing. You couldn't go in the front of the restaurant and order.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go in the back door.
Okay.
And the back door was where the kitchen was at.
Okay.
You could come in the kitchen and order your food and check it out. But that's as far as you can go. So I didn't know nothing about no soul.
Right.
I used to work with this man named Mr. Grim Kirkman. And he's the first man I heard talking about evolution. He's talking about, well, if a man's born, he ain't no telling what you were. You could have been a chimpanzee. You could have been a goat. I mean, this man told me that stuff. But I didn't ever believe any of that. But that's what he was talking. He said, well, if you live good, you might come back as an angel. If you live bad, you might come back as an ant. Somebody step on your head. You're laughing, but it's the truth. This man was a grim person, and he smoked cigarettes so much that his fingers had turned brown.
Good God,
and he cussed everything, every word he said. But he paid us for working in his field.
He was teaching
us. So I didn't know nothing about those.
Good Lord.
I'm being honest.
Uh-huh.
Some people know about souls, but not me. I ain't know nothing about those souls.
Jesus.
I just thought, you live, a woman have a baby, you know, when I got old enough, because you used to tell me the baby come from a stump, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, some of them things that I grew up with and was told, it's just, it's almost unimaginable, you know.
My Lord.
And we kind of believed all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about no soul. And to be honest,
mm-hmm.
when the Lord saved me 39 years ago, September going to be 40 years, that's when I finally found out about a soul.
All right.
All through my childhood life and my teenage life,
okay,
adolescence, my teenage life, my young manhood, I ain't nothing about a soul. We didn't talk about that because I couldn't talk about it. I can talk about it now.
Is it Jesus to help you out, didn't
it? Yes, it is. It took Jesus Christ to help me out.
It took Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's why, is why he taught this lesson about, this is in rare words, is Matthew 16:24-28.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that has to teach us about this soul. Because if he didn't bring this lesson, we'd still be trying to profit and gain. Jesus said, but what about your soul?
See, I guess the good part about it is,
what is it?
You knew about it. I didn't. Yeah. But you grew up in church.
I learned about it in church.
And my family weren't church people. And so with us, it was like, what does soul pay? And when I read that, I'm being honest with you, God just had to deal with me. I'm telling you. And you know, I believe there are many, many people out there today feel just like I did. They don't understand the soul. And I believe, you know what I believe, dear?
Okay.
Some people go into church and still don't understand it. I really believe that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe that.
They go into church and still don't understand
and don't
the soul.
And don't understand the soul. I believe there's someone listening to me tonight, right now, that truly don't understand what Jesus is saying about the soul. I just don't believe it. I just believe that some people that they're listening, but they don't understand. That's what I believe. Let me look at something. Let's back up.
Okay.
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 20, read what it says.
Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ.
Now, it seemed like the gospel is slipping up on you. You know, I'm just talking about me. I know you bright guys and intelligent people. no different. But what did the Bible say in the next verse?
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day.
Now, all of that was kind of hard to me to understand, too. Amen. Why in the world are you going to do anything for me? Why you got to die?
And
I'm going to be honest with you. I was so... See, I remember when Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Okay.
I remember through all the civil rights fights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, in my home, the school that I attended, Vanceburg Consolidated School in Vanceburg, I think I showed you right close to it. But that same road we went down 43,
mm-hmm.
that Bojangles you see there,
uh-huh,
we
uh-huh.
sat in that eight that day.
Right.
Right across there was a plantation.
Oh.
In 1950, 51, 50, and 51.
Okay.
They discovered that there were some slaves that never knew they were free. They was born in slavery, and they were still in slavery. Now, that's right, a mile or two from where I went to school.
Wow.
In 1951 and 52, they were still slaves in Vanceboro, North Carolina. And now, you wonder, how come I don't know anything about a soul? They didn't.
Wow, that's deep.
They was working on a plantation.
That was deep.
And had never had a right to vote in those days. Never had a car to own. Never had a house or a bicycle.
They were still working on a plantation.
Working on a plantation.
And everybody was free.
In 1950, 51, right there in
wow.
my home where I attended the school.
Lord, have
me. So you can see now that we... Afro-Americans was not all of us. There were many, Sojourner Truth, so many we read about,
mm-hmm.
read about.
Mm-hmm.
They knew. But there was so many millions of us that was in the dark.
Jesus.
And you know what's bad?
One thing.
There are millions of people in the dark right now.
Jesus.
They don't even know that Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
I guarantee you, somebody listened to us this evening. They don't know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Now,
right here. They don't know this scripture right here that Jesus Christ gave his life for us to be free, for you and I. They don't know that.
They don't know.
They really don't know that.
Lord,
that Jesus Christ gave his life
Lord,
so you and I could be free. They don't know that.
Lord Jesus.
They don't know that.
Help
they
us,
don't know that. I can tell you that right now. They don't know that. They don't know that Jesus Christ gave his life so we could be free.
He did it for us.
You understand that? So now, let's back up 40 years ago when the Lord saved.
Okay, let's back up.
Now, so, taking what I've said into consideration,
mm-hmm.
can you understand that I didn't know I had a soul?
Mm-hmm. Taking what you said into consideration, I don't understand it.
Because I was in dark.
Yes.
And there are many today in this civilized generation, in this now time,
okay,
and 2017, still in darkness, and have no worth on their soul. They don't know they have. How can you have value on something that you don't know your own?
You can't.
Most people, like this intelligent man that sit in my office, who was it the other day, and he's very, very intelligent, but he don't know that Jesus is Lord. His reason, he says, I believe that when I meet the man, he called God Almighty, the man, we can discuss. If I was right, then I go, okay. If I was wrong, then he going to have leniency on me. He just don't believe that he has to accept Jesus right now. So that's a man that has no value to his soul.
He's in darkness.
Why? Because his soul means nothing to him.
Jesus.
What does it mean? It means Jesus. Absolutely nothing.
Why?
Because he don't value that. No. Have you ever thought about that?
No.
How many people listen to us now that puts no value on the soul? What is it? In the next verse, Matthew 16:22, what is it?
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee.
Now, Peter was rebuking our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior.
The one that called.
The one that chose him.
Now, he's going to talk back to him.
Now, he's going to talk back.
It's like your mind telling you that you can eat anything you want, and you see that you are exploded inside, or doing devastating things to your body.
Right.
But your mind keeps saying, no, it's okay.
You're
okay. And it's not all right.
It is not all right.
In other words, because someone tonight does not accept the fact that Jesus told the truth that you have a soul, and that's important, is that going to change the fact that it's true?
It's not going to change the fact.
If you're listening to it this evening and you don't believe it, well, I'm sure sorry that you don't believe, but
there is nothing.
If you don't believe it, will change your mind tonight. I mean, your life would just develop into greatness.
Hallelujah.
I mean, there I was. I was 30 years old when the Lord saved.
Wow.
73. I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, God has been good to me.
Hallelujah.
I'm 31 years old when the Lord saved me. But God's been good to me. And I'm telling whoever's listening to this broadcast, wherever you are, put some value on your soul.
Yes, sir.
Because that's something God gave us. See, I did not know. Ignorance don't change the fact. If I were to die because I didn't know, would that have been okay that I would have made it to heaven?
No.
Let's say if you're on the interstate and the speed limit was 75, but you get into a district that the speed limit dropped to 45, and you don't see the sign. And when the police pull you over for speeding, you're doing 75 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. And you say, I didn't know. Does that permit your ignorance to be valid, that you're not liable? Would you still be liable?
Yeah, for
breaking the law.
The ticket's going to say that the cop gave you doing 75.
But is it valuable?
Oh, yeah.
Is it valid?
Oh, it's valid. That's what the cop going to tell you.
Okay, but you didn't know.
Oh, no. The cop going to tell you. You're supposed to know.
Okay. Well, what about if we don't believe what the Lord Jesus says? Does that make it okay?
No.
Because I'm educated. I'm smart. And my schooling doesn't allow me to stoop that low. That's, you know, this brother I was talking to, and you know the amazing thing about it, dear? He said, I want to be able to help the church community. But you don't believe.
I don't understand.
How can that be?
You don't believe what the church believes.
I mean, there are people in the church right now that don't believe. He's a radio personality.
How can the church help you if you don't believe?
He worked on a radio station for 12 years.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
But he still don't believe.
Hallelujah.
There are people in church today still don't believe what the Lord said. Look what the next verse says.
But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men.
Now, what does that tell me? Because I don't believe? Because I didn't know? Was that going to somehow excuse me?
No.
It couldn't excuse me, could it?
No, you're not excused.
There was no way I would have been excused just because I didn't believe.
No.
Well,
know.
That's what I'm saying today. Just because you have no value to your soul, does that mean the soul is not valuable?
No.
So I'm saying to those that are listening, your soul is very valuable. Don't play Russian roulette with your soul. Don't buy into that bill of goods that I'm just going to take a chance.
No.
You know your soul is you.
Yeah, you can't take chances with that.
When you lose you, you lost it all.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus.
You know, I used to say years ago, you could take anything but my dignity. But now I realize you can take anything but my
don't
soul.
Don't take my soul.
What did Bishop Trotter say? He said, you can take everything I have. Just leave me with Jesus Christ. And I got enough to get up again.
Just leave me with Jesus.
Well, that's my Bishop Larry Trotter, he said it. But I'm telling you, it's me talking. I believe that with all my heart. And I want you that are listening this evening to please think about what we're saying to you tonight. This evening. Listen. Don't just say it's just hogwash. Look at verse 24 again. What does it say?
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Now that seems to be clear.
It seems to be a clear cut.
Jesus tell me that I got to lay me down. And I preach all the time, you need a serious person.
Yeah.
Me and I, we have problems. Because I think I know it. Me, I think I'm smart. You know, and to let me down and follow Christ, that's not easy. But it's the best thing to do. But that's the only way you can secure your soul.
Yeah.
And the soul is you.
It's me.
How? And you know what? I really didn't even know about life after death. Did you know anything about that? You do it all the time?
I know about that.
But I didn't. I thought you live and you die, and that was it. I ain't know nothing about no heaven or hell.
It was questionable when I was a kid. I wasn't sure. It was questionable.
Okay. So you didn't know, really?
I wasn't sure.
You know, it's like, I used to tell me things like, they told me about a devil, but he had a pitchfork and had horns on his head. And he was trying to destroy you. And I thought that somehow or another, on your own strength, you could overcome that devil. I believe that it was real. But I believe that somehow or another, you could outsmart him. You could outwit him. And
yeah.
You could dominate him.
Yeah.
Through your own power.
Yeah.
But I found out that that's not true.
No.
None of my smarts or skills or abilities gives me power over that spirit of the enemy.
No.
That devil. Nothing.
No.
There's no way that at all that I could ever, ever overcome him. No way.
No.
Not one time.
No, sir.
Can I defeat him?
No, sir.
You know, they even told when I grew up that the devil was the most greatest one you could serve.
Yeah.
Now, that might
wow.
That might not sound that it's real, but that's what we were taught.
Really? Is it?
Yeah. Sell yourself to the devil, you got plenty of power.
Jesus.
Honey, we was taught. When I was taught, I want to say from like 9 years old up, I used to hear people say, you go to the crossroad and sell yourself to the devil. You can play guitar. You can do anything you want to do.
That's telling yourself to the devil.
You know what? You think that's ludicrous? Someone believe that right now?
I'm sure they do.
They believe that Satan got power to do many mighty things.
You know,
and he does.
I heard that
but, but the thing is, he don't have power over God.
Right. Amen.
Jesus already defeated Satan.
Right.
There may be one time, but the Bible says he got power over the air.
Right.
He's the God of this world.
Right.
So this system that we're in really served Jesus. I mean, served the devil.
Right. Yes, sir.
And they believe in his power.
Right.
And so, quite naturally, me being coming from a little small place down Brooklyn, Vansboro, you know, we weren't in the knowledge of the limelight. And now I'm assuming, I can't answer, but I'm assuming that those that taught that believe that, because you can't sell something you don't believe.
Can.
And they were selling me the ideal that if you really want to be successful, like conjuration.
Oh, geez.
There are people out there listening right now believe in conjuration.
Conjuration, why?
Believe in putting voodoo.
Jesus.
And spiritualists.
Jesus.
They believe in that. Oh, and they're listening to us tonight. Now, if you think they're not listening to you, you married the wrong man. Because I know we got to avoid these spirits.
I know.
That don't put no value on their soul.
No value.
And they just believe that they could, their wits and their smarts and their money. They scheme, they plot, and they believe that's going to give them the victory. But that will not give you the victory. I'm going to go to the next verse right
have
now.
Mercy.
I'm going to go to the next verse. Look at verse 25.
25.
Verse 25, what does it say?
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Now, as I said to you, when I was reading this scripture, I'm saying, how in the world can that be? That's what I used to say.
Yeah.
How can that be? How can I save my life, I find my life by following Jesus Christ?
Right.
I'm already living all right.
This scripture. Save your life and lose it.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
And lose your life, find it.
Look,
it's backwards.
Seems like it, right?
It seems like it's backwards.
What did he say?
Whosoever will save his life will lose it. It seems like Jesus' system is a little messed up in this verse right here. It seems like it. And whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. I didn't know. It sounds like you're trying to give me the diet.
It don't seem like.
Go ahead. It don't seem like.
It don't seem like it's to our advantage.
Right. It seems like a disadvantage. It seems like I'm losing something here.
You guys that's listening, maybe you feel like that.
Amen.
Maybe you feel like you're losing by allowing Christ to protect you and lead you. You know, maybe you feel like, well, I got to protect myself. If I don't look out for me, who won't look out for me?
Amen.
I mean, maybe you feel like that.
Amen, that's true.
But that's someone that doesn't value their soul. They don't really mean much.
Lord Jesus.
I mean, I know you got, do manicures, pedicures.
Yeah.
You get your hair did, your nails did, you have massages. I know you glorify your body. And you're driving a big old fine car.
Lord, help me.
And you're living in this great big house.
Lord Jesus.
And you've even got a gardener.
Lord.
And you got a maid in the house.
Dizzy.
But guess what? You got a soul.
You got a soul.
You have a soul, you believe it or not. And Jesus talks about he's telling us how to protect that soul.
Teach him.
The Bible says, and it's clear in the book of Genesis, that God blew into man, and man became a living soul.
Amen.
God said that.
Yes, it did.
Let's look at verse 26. Verse 26 says,
"For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?"
What do you profit and you lose your soul?
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Look what the New Living Testament says. What does it say?
And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?
That's what my question today is. How much value do you put on your soul? Now, Christ makes it plain there that the soul is more valuable than anything else. Mm-hmm. He says right there, and what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Mm. And then he asks the question, is anything worth more than your soul? Anything. Now, you know what? I'm curious. Let's see what the message is about.
I'm telling you right here.
What the message about say?
What kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself?
Mm.
What could you ever trade your soul for?
Does that mean the soul is valuable?
It means it has a lot of value. I'm a priceless.
Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, friends and foes, I just want to let you know tonight, you are valuable. God loves you. You are very important to God. God has shown enough concern about you. He's so concerned that he left this on record, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we got I call it a schematic of our life.
Amen.
We got a GPS of our life.
Amen.
And the Holy Word of God is our GPS.
Yes, sir.
If we stick with this word,
mm-hmm.
we'll protect our soul and our
Amen.
Life. And when you say, yeah, what kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself?
Lose yourself.
What could you ever trade your soul for? Jesus asked that question. What could you trade your soul for? Look at verse 27. What did it say?
Don't be in such a hurry to go into business for yourself. Before you know it, the Son of Man will arrive with all the splendor of his Father, accompanied by an army of angels. You'll get everything you have coming to you, a personal
My
gift.
God says, now this man
mm-hmm.
that talked to me last week, he's so much believing that he's going to have time with God, even if he dies. It's about even after that he can talk to the big man. And if there's any reason whatsoever that he should have accepted Jesus, then the big man can work it out. Right now he can't accept Jesus. So what would you say to that man?
Well, I would ask him, why risk it? Why risk it? I mean, what is it that you can do after death that you can't do before death? I mean, you can't take money with you, can't take a car with you. So why risk the soul?
What happens if he don't believe he has a soul? Maybe he just believes that life, you're born into the world, you live, you make it or you don't make it.
Wow.
And like he said, he talks about his college education and so forth and so on. But he doesn't realize that God is the one that created him. And God holds us responsible for what we make out of our life.
Why?
But he's not the only one. Some people just don't say it.
Right.
There are many listening to you and I tonight. They wouldn't dare say that they don't value their soul. But how do you know they don't value it? Because they do things that's contrary mm-hmm. to the scriptures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you do things contrary to the scriptures, you cannot value your soul.
You can't.
Jesus said, if you don't value your soul, you're going to lose it. And the Message Bible says, you'll lose yourself. You don't just die.
Right.
But you know what, honey, people think that they just live and they die. And that's all there is to it. But isn't there more to it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
No matter how bad you live, there's more. And no matter how good you live, there's more.
There's more.
There's life after this death. Reincarnation, there's nothing to support that.
No. Mm-hmm. Coming back as a gnat and all that kind of
stuff. Nothing to support.
There's nothing to support that.
Coming back. This guy, we read about it, I think I preached about it about 2 or 3 years ago. Married the donkey. Remember that?
Yeah.
And made love with a donkey. Fell in love with a donkey. I mean, so that was his soulmate. Now, come on. Listen, God made us human beings. We have a mind. We're made in the image and in the likeness of God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And God wants us to be able to comprehend,
mm-hmm.
retain, and maintain. And the Bible said he put us, the man in the garden, that he can prosper.
Yes.
God wants you to prosper.
Glory.
But don't forget your creator. that made you.
Yeah.
God got a better plan. Look, no matter what, listen, you and I are doing very good right now. I feel so.
Mm-hmm.
But God got something much better.
Hallelujah.
This is not it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sisters and brothers, this is not it.
Thank you, Lord.
Please listen to me. This is not it.
Amen.
God got so much more for you
Thank
and I.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's so much more.
Thank you, Jesus.
God got.
Hallelujah.
There's so much more.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't
Thank
begin.
You, Lord. Thank you.
I just can't even, I can't even fathom all the good things that God got for us. Can you?
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
I know. Mm-hmm. See, I believe every word that I read.
Every word.
This
every
is the Wake
word.
Up to Jesus broadcast. And we want to thank you for your support. Listen, I want to ask my wife to make this announcement to how you can support us. There it is right there.
Well, what you can do is you can send all donations to the Jesus Saves Ministry, TJSM. 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. Or you can send it to our post office box, 30078, Greenville, North Carolina, 27833. You can call us at 252-214-0799. You can also go on the web, but our website is www.tjsm.org. That's www.tjsm.org. You can click on the donations link. Someone just called today and I told them how to do it. Go to the donations link page and you can do tithes and offering or you can do a general donation. Click it, it'll take you right to PayPal. You can put in your amount. You don't have to have PayPal. And you can make a donation right there. It's safe and it's secure. You can also email us, gojesusnow@aol.com. But it's perfectly fine to send a donation to TJSM. We are 501c3. We are a not-for-profit organization. And we are more than willing and more than happy to receive a donation. There's no donation too small or too large. We are grateful to God for all support. Of course, Apostle Ryan Stock is our presiding bishop and our pastor. We thank God for him.
Amen. Please keep that in mind. We really need your support, but we want you to do it willingly, and we're here. We'll be praying for you.
Amen.
You can call us on the prayer line at 252-214-0799, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And you can call us anytime, 24 hours a day, and we will definitely pray for you. And if there's no one there, just leave your message on the answer machine. We'll call you back, or we'll pray for you. Now, right now, we're in the studio, and we got about 15 minutes to go. But you can call us on the studio phone. What's the studio phone number?
It's 252-916-0104.
That telephone number here in the studio is 252-916-0104.
That's right.
We're standing by right now. That's 252-916-0104. Please call now if you'd like to speak to us.
Amen.
But we're talking about how much value do you put on your soul? How much value is your soul worth? How much value?
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you put on your soul? How much value do you put on your soul? What is your soul worth to you? Is it worth anything to you? The Bible says in the 16th chapter of Matthew, verse number 27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Now, here's the key. If I don't work towards being something, I'm not going to be anything. I'm just going to be a loser. If I want to be successful, then I got to learn to obey what God says.
Yes, Lord. You have to.
Look what it says in the next verse. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
They lived all their life.
Yeah.
But they didn't pay no attention
Mm-mm.
until Jesus was coming.
Hallelujah.
I think that's cutting it too close.
It is cutting it too close.
You're living right now. And he said right then, there's some standing right here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming, till they see him. That's cutting that too close in the baby.
They cut it close.
Why are you cutting that close?
Standing right here in his midst?
Right here. Look what Good News Bible says. I assure you that there are some here who will not die until they have seen the Son of Man come as king. But why would you want to die when he get here?
No.
I want to get it right now.
No,
Do you want to wait?
No.
I want to get right now. And that's what we're begging of y'all today.
Yeah, that earlier, that other
don't put it off.
Don't put it off. And before don't you put know it off.
Before you know it, the Son
before
of Man.
Before you know it, the Son of Man. That's what the scripture says, right? Before you know it, the Son of Man.
Let's look at verse number 24 from the Good News Bible. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you want to come with me, you must forget yourself. Carry your cross and follow me.
And follow me.
Verse 25 says,
For if you want to save your own life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will find it.
That's my topic tonight. How much value do you put on your soul? How much value? Look what is it? What is it?
Will you gain anything if you win the whole world but lose your life? Of course not. There is nothing you can give to regain your life.
Woo, glory.
You see that?
You know, after you're dead, you can't. Now, this man told me last week, he truly believed that he can wait until he dies and talk to God, and explain to God his reasoning for not accepting Jesus. You think that's going to work?
I don't think it's going to work.
What?
The word is right.
He really believed that. And then some of you that's listening this evening, I know you're out there. You saying, man, that church thing ain't for me. Look, I want to look at my face. Look at my face. Let me just, I'm looking at this camera over here. Let's see. Let me just check you something right now. There is no way you're going to miss it. I'm talking about hell, that is. There's no way you're going to be saved if you wait to do it when God comes. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you're going to get right after you die. Look me in my eyes. There's no way. Let's look at the other camera. Let me get the other camera. That one right there. There ain't no way that you will get right after you die.
No way.
Is there a way you can do it?
You can't do it. As you die?
After you're dead.
No.
You got to do it now.
Amen.
It's urgent. This is nothing that we can play with.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether you're a woman or a man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether you're young or old.
Come on.
You're going to have to do it now.
Got to do it now.
He said, the day you hear my voice, don't harden your heart.
Glory to God.
As they did in the provocation.
Don't do it.
Jesus is talking to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right this very moment. You can get right with God.
Amen.
If you want to speak with one of us, you can call us at 252-916-0104.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll sit here in the studio to talk with
you. Mm-hmm.
And then you can call me at 252-214-0799.
Yeah.
And I can pick you up on that phone as well. But please don't put it off.
Please.
Don't put it off any longer.
Really?
Now, on this evening, FJ from the radio station in New York called me and asked me, please let them use my spot tonight at 11. Of course, I agreed to it. Amen. Because I don't have no doubt about my God. I know that God can do anything but fail.
Amen.
And so that don't faze me. Amen. Amen. I didn't really It's a blessing that I've had these two nights for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Amen.
He just blessed me to have. So how could I be so, what's called, hard that I couldn't let him have one of the nights back? If he want both of them, I don't pay. Well, I'm gonna say, some people get upset with me. Let me not say that. But I just thank God for the grace that God has given us.
Glory to God.
Listen, we get ready to get out of here. Our time is about out. There's a song that's ringing in my ear, and I just want to give God the thanks. I can't thank you enough, Lord. I can't thank you enough. Listen. I can't thank you enough, Lord. I just can't thank you enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your hands together. Chester D.T. Baldwin and the Music Ministry of Mayor's Choir singing on Sunday morning, part two. Give it up, give it up.
You know that God loves you, and so do I. You are more than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the thought this evening was simply what? Number one. The thought this evening was simply this. How much value do you put on your soul? How much value? Your soul is very valuable.
Yes, it is.
Listen, may God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. And if you're anywhere in Greenville area, stop on by the church. 1007 West Austin Boulevard. We sure love and you'll meet Jesus here because we believe in him, all right? Mm-hmm. You take care. May God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Here we go. There we go. Oh, I didn't match it up. Okay. That'll do it. Well, praise him and God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on the broadcast. Everything got to come to an end, so we're getting ready to leave. But don't forget, we're still here for you. You can call us anytime at 252-214-0799. And we'll pray for you 24 hours a day. You can make all donations out to TJSM 1007 West Allison Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We look to hear from you real soon. May God bless you real good. Remember, whatever you do, do it in Jesus' name because he loves you. All right? Have a great day.
Yeah.